It's Mignon Fogarty, Grammar Girl. You asked for it, and I've been working on it for over a year. My first print book comes out this week, July 8th. You can buy a copy now wherever fine books are sold. Grammar Girl here. Today's show is a new and improved version of the elusive Episode 7, Which Versus That. If you're confused about that versus which, don't feel bad. It's one of the most common topics people ask me about. I used to work as a technical writer, and I'd often edit documents in which people used the wrong word. More than once, I'd put in the right word only to have clients change a perfectly fine that to a which and send it back to me. In fact, having a client try to overrule my correction of a which to a that was one of the things that pushed me over the edge and made me start the Grammar Girl podcast. Here's the deal. Some people will argue that the rules are more complex and flexible than this, but I like to make things as simple as possible. So I say that you use that before a restrictive clause and which before everything else. A restrictive clause is just part of a sentence that you can't get rid of because it specifically restricts some other part of the sentence. Here's an example. Gems that sparkle often elicit forgiveness. The words that sparkle restrict the kind of gems you're talking about. Without them, the meaning of the sentence would change. Without them, you'd be saying that all gems elicit forgiveness, not just the gems that sparkle. And note that you don't need commas around the words that sparkle. A non-restrictive clause is something that can be left off without changing the meaning of the sentence. You can think of a non-restrictive clause as simply additional information. Here's an example. Diamonds, which are expensive, often elicit forgiveness. Alas, in Grammar Girl's world, diamonds are always expensive. So leaving out the words which are expensive doesn't change the meaning of the sentence. Also note that the phrase is surrounded by commas. Non-restrictive clauses are usually surrounded by or preceded by commas. Here's another example. There was an earthquake in China, which is bad news. If you leave off the clause that says, which is bad news, it doesn't change the meaning of the rest of the sentence. A quick and dirty tip, with apologies to Wiccans and Hermione Granger, is to remember that you can throw out the witches and no harm will be done. You use which in non-restrictive clauses, and if you eliminate a non-restrictive clause, the meaning of the remaining part of the sentence will be the same as it was before. On the other hand, if it would change the meaning to throw out the clause, you need a that. Do all cars use hybrid technology? No, so you'd say, cars that have hybrid technology get great gas mileage. Is every leaf green? No, so you'd say, leaves that are green contain chlorophyll. It would change the meaning to throw out the clause in those examples, so you need a that. Also note that the that clause isn't surrounded by commas. Restrictive clauses usually aren't set off by commas. Remembering to use that with restrictive clauses and which with non-restrictive clauses is the best method, but the quick and dirty tip of using which when you could throw out the clause will also get you to the right answer most of the time. This week, in honor of it being almost my 100th episode, there's a video on the website made up of Creative Commons photos people posted to the Grammar Girl Flickr group. You can find the video in the transcript of this show at quickanddirtytips.com. I can only promise that it'll be up there for a week, so go check it out now. There are also links on the website where you can find the transcript of this episode, my contact information, all the other Quick and Dirty Tips podcasts, and pre-order my print book. Not only will you be the first one on your block to get it, but some sites are offering extra discounts on pre-orders. Check it out. Pre-order now. That's all. Thanks for listening.